Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the debate between the candidates, the District Court Judge, Department 11 in Reno, which is family court, Chuck Weller, the incumbent, and Karen Cafferata Jenkins is all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the United States House of Representatives is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association and Pro Group Management. As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
I'm Elisa Cafferetta, candidate for Reno City Council, and I want to talk about smart government.
Don't you mean small government?
Mother, smart government is focused on building an innovative, connected, and safe city.
Well, you should make it easier for people and cut the red tape.
Smart government is my plan to support tech startups and local businesses and to create jobs.
And what about controlling the city's budget?
That's what I'm saying. I'm Elisa Cafferetta. I'm asking for your vote for Reno City Council.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our series of debates leading up to the general election. And today, we have Chuck Weller and Karen Cafferata Jenkins, both candidates for District Court Judge Department 11, which is a family court. Judge Weller is the incumbent in this. We tossed a coin, and Judge Weller is going to go first. And so you have a minute for an opening statement, sir.
Well, thank you for having me on, Sam. I'm a long-term resident of Reno. I've lived here for 32 years. I met my wife here. We married here. I raised my daughters here. One of them is still attending UNR. I've always tried to help the community. I had a program called Chuck Weller and the Law for 13 years on KOH. I wrote for the Reno Gazette Journal for 3 years, giving legal advice. I tried to continue that as a judge. I've been a Washoe County District Court judge in the family division for 10 years. I work hard in that position, and I'd like to do it for another 6 years.
Okay. Karen?
Hi. I filed for my candidacy for this seat in January of this year, and I've been working with the Nevada Commission on Ethics as the executive director. Prior to that, I had my own law office in Carson City and in Washoe County. Jenkins Law Office's largest office was in Reno, and that office practiced family law here in the Truckee Meadows. I am a working mom. I have two beautiful sons, ages 9 and 10, and I have seen all too often the effects of the family courts on families, and particularly struggling families with young children. And I'd like to be able to make a difference. I've been a public servant for some time, and I've been very involved in the community. And serving on the bench is really the pinnacle of that effort to try to make my community better.
All righty. So now let's lead into the questions. You have 1 minute to answer. For Karen, you get the first question. You announced that you would resign as executive director of the Nevada Commission on Ethics after Michael Lawrence, a former senior investigator for the Ethics Commission, filed a complaint against you in June that alleged you used your office at the Ethics Commission to further your campaign. He claimed you turned your office into a personal, quote, Kinko's. You have denied those accusations, so why resign?
Well, I've worked for 10 years to raise the integrity and the public's trust in the Commission on Ethics and in public officials and employees as well. And I've worked very, very diligently to achieve that. And I think that the commission has gotten that notoriety. And to have a choice that I've made to become a candidate for this office impugn in some way the integrity of the Ethics Commission, it undermines all of that effort. I am certain those allegations will be dismissed. The gentleman was terminated from his employment. He's a disgruntled employee. It's just too convenient that all of this comes out just before the election. I think it's unfortunate that our circumstances are such that they are, that he's getting the attention that he is.
Judge Weller, Reno lawyer John Hoppe Jr., who lost in the primary election, has said that you are unsuited for the job because of your temperament. He told the Reno Gazette Journal that you allegedly have a reputation for being arrogant and alleged that you don't listen to the people who appear before you. How do you respond?
It's simply not true. My job in the court is to do helpful things for people, and that's what I do. I'm familiar with this community. I can recommend to people the drug counselors and the law enforcement people and the domestic violence batterers intervention programs and the parenting classes and all the other things that people need to move on with their lives when they find themselves in family court. I do about 2,000 cases a year in family court. I have, in my 10 years on the bench, I've decided, written opinions on about 20,000 cases. Only one of those has been even partially overturned by the Nevada Supreme Court. I think my record in the family court is a good one.
Okay. Karen, please explain how you were legally allowed to run for an elected office while simultaneously holding a position as the executive director of the Nevada Commission on Ethics.
Important question. When I filed for office, I brought the fact that I had made myself a candidate to the attention of the commission through its chairman and its commission counsel to be sure that it would not be a conflict in any way. I've eschewed endorsements in this race because I didn't want to create an appearance that the executive director of the Commission on Ethics was gaining favors from those over whom I had jurisdiction and so forth. The commission, I was an at-will employee, and the commission could have terminated my employment at any time. They chose not to. I did not receive any information that I was acting improperly as a candidate and as the executive director. And so I trusted the actions of the commission, as I have for almost a decade.
Okay. Judge Weller, your opponent, who's sitting at the table with you, has told the Reno Gazette Journal that she is concerned that your decade on the bench has drained your spirit. How do you respond to that?
I'm a pretty energetic judge. During the 10 years that I've been on the bench, I earned a master's degree and a PhD in judicial studies from the University of Nevada here in Reno. I got my PhD just last year. I'm the only family court judge in the state to receive an outstanding achievement award from the state Supreme Court, and I got that just last year. I still have plenty of fire in my belly, and I'm very interested in continuing to serve the families of Washoe County.
Okay, and that's where we're going to leave it for this segment. We'll be back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
As the mother of two young boys, I'm keenly aware that the people most at risk in family court are our children. I have been a leader for giving children a voice in the court system through court-appointed special advocates and emergency foster care. I'm Karen Cafferetta Jenkins, and I'd appreciate your vote for family court judge.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roofs.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our debate here with Judge Chuck Gwella and Karen Cafferata Jenkins, the opponent, as candidates for District Court Judge, Department 11, which is the family court. Karen, do you think news reports of your resignation, which was the main headline story in the RGJ earlier this week, hurts your campaign? The story explains your points, but the headline seemed damaging.
Well, Sam, I have to say that I'm disappointed that something that I've done in order to protect a state agency's reputation has been interpreted to cast a shadow on my integrity, because it is indeed that integrity that I'm trying to protect on behalf of the Ethics Commission. At the same time, judge races should be above the fray, and I'm disappointed in the way that the media has dealt with some of the allegations that have been made against me that are just conveniently just before the election. I hope it hasn't hurt my candidacy. I hope it's brought attention to a race that I think needs the public's attention. Hopefully I'll be seen for the competent, hardworking, and an honest person that I am.
Okay, Judge Weller, your opponent notes that you have consistently earned low ratings on the Washoe Bar Association surveys. In 2012, you received the lowest rating, 50.88% of all the district court judges, on the question of whether you should be retained. According to a story again in the Reno Gazette Journal, in the 2008 survey, only 37% said you stay on the bench. How do you respond?
Well, that survey needs to be seen for what it is. 60% of the people who participated said that I should be reelected, and only 58 people participated in it, and I don't even know that they appear in my court. There are about 100 family law lawyers in Washoe County, and more than 90 of them support my reelection. I'm supported by the mayor of Reno, the mayor of Sparks, Catherine Cortez Masto, the sheriff, people that know what it takes to be a good family court judge. And they've done that because I am a good family court judge, and I have been for a decade.
I'm going to give you a chance, Karen, to rebut that if you choose.
Sure. You know, the survey is what it is. All of the Washoe County lawyers who are members of the Bar Association are provided with a survey, and they are asked to only rate those judges before whom they've appeared in the last year.
That's not correct.
I'll finish. If indeed the individuals who have appeared before Judge Weller are the 58 who rated his retention value, that means that 43% of them said he should not remain on the bench. That's unheard of.
I'm going to call time and give you another 30 seconds to rebut that.
It's just not correct. Any lawyer in Washoe County can participate in the survey. My opponent, who hasn't been in family court in 5 years, can participate in the survey. I don't know if she did because it's all anonymous, but the 100 lawyers who do appear in that court, as I say, more than 90 of them have publicly endorsed me.
Okay, the survey speaks for itself.
I'm going to ask other questions, and if you choose to answer different questions than what I ask, so be it. This question is for both of you, and I'm going to start with you, Karen. Do you support the ballot question that would create an appellate court in Nevada? And if so, how would family court issues be helped if vote is approved, question one on the ballot?
I do support question one. I have reservations about the cost over time, but initially having an opportunity for error correction by the review by the appellate court would allow family cases to be resolved and remanded to the district, to the family court, if the judge makes an error. If there's a new issue of law, of course, the full Supreme Court needs to address those. But the intermediate court will allow certain cases to be fast-tracked, particularly error correction cases.
Okay, Judge Weller, the same question.
I got involved in politics back in 2000 when people wanted to build a new courthouse downtown, and I thought it was a terribly planned project and a waste of money, and I campaigned against it and helped defeat that. That's not my feeling about this issue. We need this intermediate court. I make every day decisions about who gets custody of children. They need to be resolved on appeal quickly. I have one appeal that's now been before the court for 14 months, before the Supreme Court for 14 months. It isn't the same child after 14 months. We need this court to speed up the appeal process.
Okay, and we're going to take another break, and we'll be back with our final segment here of the debate for District Court Judge Department 11 right after this.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax. Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the United States House of Representatives is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association and Pro Group Management.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Republican AG hopeful Adam Laxalt was described by his former law firm's evaluation committee as a, quote, train wreck.
Adam Laxalt's own firm called him a train wreck, saying he lacks basic legal skills. He's never even prosecuted a case in Nevada. But Roz Miller has. As a prosecutor, Miller cracked down on fraud and put violent offenders behind bars. That's why Nevada police and prosecutors are supporting him for attorney general. Roz Miller. Experience counts.
I'm Will Adams, owner of Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange. We pay the most cash in town for your broken jewelry, gold, silver, and other precious metals. We are Northern Nevada's number one pawn shop alternative. See us on Pyramid Way just north of I-80, Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange.
The insurance companies know we're like a train heading for the courthouse. And unless they throw enough money on the tracks for our clients, we are not going to stop.
Go lightly in Nevada, 222-3333.
Before you run off to some coin store to get cash for your gold coins, for example, remember, that's the last you'll see of them. They're off to be melted down.
At Capital City Loans, you don't have to sell us your precious items and give them up forever.
Gold prices are at an all-time high, so we can loan you top dollar on gold items. Silver, diamonds, broken or not. You get cash now when you need it. And we give you plenty of time to pay your loan off, so you get your items back. And we have the lowest interest rates in Nevada.
Capital City Loans, the safe and sensible way to get cash when you need it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our debate here for the District Court Judge Department 11, which is family court, between the incumbent Chuck Weller and the challenger Karen Cafferata Jenkins. Judge Weller, given the huge influx of new divorce cases each year for each judge, which is about 2,000, what would you do to expedite the procedure?
We have a very streamlined procedure now. About 95% of the cases that come to my court are resolved by agreement of the parties as opposed to litigation. We're blessed in Reno because on our campus we have the National Judicial College and the National Council of Juvenile and Family Court Judges. We use cutting-edge techniques. You can't schedule a trial in the family court until you've been through a case management conference and a settlement conference, and almost all cases resolved in those. We have a very efficient court now.
Okay. Karen?
I think the best thing that the court can do with families that come before it is to assist them to fashion their own remedies. When a divorcing couple or a family that's being torn apart is able to agree upon an outcome, it's less likely they're going to come back to the court for a modification of that order. So involving the families, involving the litigants in the process, both through settlement and other methods, is always a better way to keep that return rate low.
Okay. And would you be willing, Karen, to have settlement conferences with the lawyers and clients present or just the lawyers?
I think the clients need to have buy-in into the outcome. The process could be handled with the lawyers only initially, with the clients being brought in afterward, and the process needs to be tailored to suit the people that we're dealing with. In a lot of family law cases, there are no lawyers. And so obviously the litigants are the clients themselves, and obviously their involvement is critical.
Okay. Judge, the same question for you.
At the court, all of the judges have different responsibilities. I'm responsible for the family court self-help center. More than 70% of the people that come to the court don't have lawyers at all. And so most of our settlement conferences are between unrepresented parties. And as far as whether the lawyer should come in alone or the client should come in alone or they should come in together, we do all of those things. It depends on how the case develops.
And as a follow-up to that, how would you treat pro per divorce litigants who can't afford lawyers? Would you have evening court to accommodate their work schedules?
I think that the court should be open in the evenings and on weekends. When I got to the court, all of the services, the self-help center, for example, would close at noon, which is the time when most people are available. I try very hard to make sure that people don't have to take days off work unnecessarily. We marry up hearings so that we can avoid that. It's a service organization, and it would be a better service if we were able to do weekends and evenings, but the cost is prohibitive right now. We would have to have security at the building and make the lawyers available and a lot of people, and it's just been cost prohibitive.
Same question for you, Karen.
I agree with Judge Weller. The court is a service entity and needs to be able to serve the people and as well as serve justice. If evenings and weekends were practical in our court system today, I would certainly be available to do those things. I've always been a 24/7 employee. My cell phone is available to all of the over 10,000 public officers in the state of Nevada who call me on evenings and weekends now. And so it wouldn't be a change for me.
Okay. Next question is for you, Karen. If elected, how much of the time would you rely on reports and recommendations of your special masters, and what percentage do you think you would overrule them?
Wow. You know, there's no way for me to guess how many times I might overrule them, but certainly those individuals, the masters and mediators and what have you, are tools for the court, and their input is critical. CASAs in particular are very important, and those are individuals who speak on behalf of the child and the child's best interest, which is what family court's all about. At the same time, the judge's role is to take it all in and make a good decision based upon all of the input. So I wouldn't know how often I might overrule a master.
Judge, you're already in the position of doing this. So how much time do you rely on the reports and recommendations of your special masters, and what percentage do you overrule them?
Use of special masters, and I'm not sure if you're clear on the terminology. The use of a special master is very rare at the court. That's somebody that comes in with special expertise, an accountant, a mining expert, something like that. That's very, very rare. We do use masters at the court who are sort of, they're appointed to do judicial functions, and they make recommendations to the judges. And if there is no objection to their recommendations within 10 days after they're made, the law says that the judge should sign them. So they are objected to from time to time, and the law says that their recommendations are to be upheld if they follow the law correctly. There's a lot of technicalities involved in this. They're usually upheld.
Okay. And now we come to our 30 seconds closing. Karen, you get to go first.
Thanks, Sam. I would relish the opportunity to serve our community on the family court. It's been a dream of mine. It's something I've attempted to be appointed to. And now I'm running for election in Washoe County. My kids go to school in Washoe County. This is our home, and I'd love to make sure that it continues to be a fabulous place to live.
Judge?
I wish you'd talked about my client's earlier attempts to become a judge, but you didn't, and that's
I'm
okay.
I'm not your client.
And thank you for not being my client. But in any event, I've been doing this job for 10 years. I think I've been doing a good job, and I ask the people for their vote.
Okay, and that's where we have to leave it. Thank you both very much for being here.
Thank you, Sam.
Good luck to both of you in the campaign.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Feeling like you need to get away? Without the money to make it happen? At Cashco, we can help you have fun in the sun before payday. Write us a check today, and we'll hold it until payday. You could be getting cash in just 15 minutes and be on your way to better things. We have two Northern Nevada locations to serve you. Get money in minutes with Cashco.
AT&T has flexible bundles, so you call the shots and only pay for the services you need in your bundle.
You can choose the 2, 3, even 4 services you want. So call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month.
With UVerse high-speed internet, you'll get the speed you need at a price you'll love. Get wireless service and UVerse high-speed internet with a Wi-Fi gateway to connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on your mobile data usage at home.
Add UVerse TV, and with most plans, get a total home HD DVR included for life. Cable can't beat that. Call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. And ask about next day installation. Why wait? Talk to one of our experts and switch today.
With flexible bundles at a great price, AT&T makes it easy to choose what works best for you.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
On our next broadcast, there's $500,000 of NASA money coming to the community colleges across the state. We'll have it on the next broadcast.